Welcome to the Enterprise Systems Podcast. I'm James E. Powell, Editorial Director for ES, and your host for this program. Just like everyone else in IT, data center managers are being squeezed to get the most out of their budgets. We sort through the bewildering set of challenges, from compliance issues to new technologies to securing remote users, with Vance Loisel, the Vice President of Marketing and the co-founder of Blade Logic. His company provides data center automation software that enables IT organizations to more efficiently manage configuration changes to servers and applications. In this program, Vance shares his experience and provides tips to help make your life as a data center manager easier.
Hello, Vance, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're very familiar with data centers. I'm wondering what factors are impacting data center managers.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things that we've seen is that there's just been a massive explosion in the number of devices in the data center, and that's really been driven by the internet architectures that have come out over the last 5 to 10 years. Enterprises that used to have, a mere 100 servers are now in the thousands or tens of thousands of servers. The second problem is with that increase in devices and internet architectures, there's been an explosion in the number of applications that run on those devices. And with that explosion of applications, we've seen a high rate of change that needs to occur to those applications. So historically, it used to be a model in the mainframe world where, a few changes were made every quarter or every few months. But now business lines are looking for high volumes of change to keep pace with their competitors and keep offering new services to their customers. A couple of other sources of the impact to data center managers has been, the source of change. What's happened is because of these architectures, there's a lot of different organizations that have to get involved in actually touching the servers and the applications that are out in the environment. So you have people from compliance and regulatory compliance areas in the terms of internal auditors. You have systems administrators who have to manage those servers. You have developers and quality assurance people who have to make sure they push new versions of software out there. And historically, all those people need the same level of access because of the way the architectures are set up. And then lastly, I think if you look at what's really impacting these managers, day to day, is that there's a lot of new architectures coming out associated with technologies in the marketplace. So things like service-oriented architectures are causing an explosion in the number of components that need to be managed on these devices. You look at tools with technologies like virtualization. A lot of people are seeing, a lot of virtual servers come out, but it's not necessarily decreasing the number of overall servers that need to be managed. It may decrease the actual physical servers. And then lastly, if you look at the last 2 years with Sarbanes-Oxley and other things, there's been a massive increase in the amount of compliance pressure that these data center managers have on their plate. And so they're scrambling to try to figure out, how do we deal with all the requests they're getting to provide compliance-related reports and information.
That's an awful lot to keep up to date with and keep track of. How are data center managers coping? How are they combating those problems?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I think, a lot of them, quite frankly, are still struggling. I mean, we work with some of the largest enterprises across every major vertical. And when I talk to, VPs in the data center and CIOs, they've tried to do a couple of, short-term stopgap measures. And the first thing they try to do is historically just try to slow down the pace of change. And obviously, the faster things change, the faster you're going to destabilize the environment. So, in the last 10 years, they put in a lot of tools to organize process around the change management process and the problem management process in hopes of actually just slowing down the pace of change and thus hoping to increase the stability of the environment. They've also done things manually from the standpoint of trying to basically put a manual approach to doing some of the compliance initiatives they have in place. So they've tried to gather as many people as they can to go out and gather information from servers and applications and compile it into spreadsheets to try to meet the onslaught of the compliance issues they have, but really have not been able to keep up with it. I think what more and more of people in the data center are trying to do is basically try to put some structure in place, but still allow the flexibility to allow the volume of changes that the business constituents and the application teams need to make to make their businesses run. So a lot of that's happened historically has been tactical. I think they're looking now, how can I embrace more strategic approaches and a more holistic approach to managing change and managing the data center itself?
how successful has that tactical approach been? I mean, how well can you slow down the rate of change?
Well, unfortunately, it hasn't been that successful. I mean, if you look at customers that have, you know, enforced, you know, very rigid approaches to allowing minimal amounts of change, they find that their new application releases and data center related change to their servers ends up staying in the QA environment or the development environment for long periods of time. So what's been happening is there's been an elongation of the release times for new applications to get out to the data center. So, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't been as successful as they'd like. I think that's why, you know, BladeLogic has done so well over the last few years, you know, capturing customers and giving them solutions to help automate a lot of the change and compliance tasks they have on their server and data center infrastructure.
So given all of these balls that you have to juggle in the air, what are some of the best practices that successful data managers are using?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think, you know, what I'm seeing is data center managers today are taking a step back, and they're really trying to basically put in a holistic approach to, you know, how they're going to both measure and manage change to their infrastructure in the data center. And that encompasses a few things. The first thing they're trying to do is basically take control of the existing devices and applications and infrastructure they have in the data center by basically measuring, you know, what the configurations are on those devices, what level of compliance is on those devices, so they can just get a good handle on, okay, when I am making a change, what's the impact of that change going to be? So not only do they have to worry about pushing new change, but they can recognize change coming from, you know, outside of the tools that they're implementing. So that's the first approach they're taking, is just sort of taking control by putting in compliance processes. The second thing they're doing is they're trying to put in a more rigid control framework that allows segregation of a lot of the duties that they have while still allowing collaboration between all the different teams. So if you look at the fact that you have systems administrators that need to make change, and you have policy people that need to gather information about the servers in the data center, and you have application people who have to make changes, and you have QA people that need to push new releases, just a lot of different people who need access to the data center servers and infrastructure and applications, but only need access to a small segment of that. So more and more organizations are embracing sophisticated role-based access control mechanisms to provide very granular change and granular access to the components that need to be managed, but don't really limit what people can do for those things that they have accountability for. And I think the last thing that I see organizations really trying to embrace is they recognize that, you know, they need to have a pace of change that keeps up with the expectations of the business constituents and their requirements. And what they're finding is they can meet those requirements of their business constituents if they put in an approach that not only takes care of executing change in their data center, but also measuring the change that is being performed. So, you know, the term that we use at BladeLogic is basically a unified model, one model to basically both measure and deploy change using that same model. So whatever change occurs, whether it happens inside of the BladeLogic solution or outside of the BladeLogic solution, you have visibility and control of all aspects of change, and this unified approach to managing and controlling change has been very successful for a lot of the organizations we've worked with.
I'd like to go back to something that you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation about virtualization. I know that many IT organizations are consolidating data centers through that technology, and I'm wondering how that affects data center management, if it makes it easier or harder, or how it changes the dynamics.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, we've seen an explosion in the amount of virtualization being used at a lot of our customers. And, you know, one of the ideas about virtualization is going to, you know, the hope is it's going to consolidate your infrastructure and your data center, and it's also going to reduce costs. Well, one of the challenges is that, you know, it does reduce costs. It reduces your capital costs, you know, for procuring and having physical hardware. The reality, you know, capital costs are typically only about 10 to 15% of any data center budget. The majority of costs are operational costs, the people and associated software to manage that infrastructure. So, you know, what we've seen in the data centers, though there's been a, you know, consolidation of the physical servers that are there, there's been an explosion in the number of actual virtual servers and really endpoints that you have to manage in that data center. And what used to be a limitation to sort of slow down that growth, which was, you know, I need some money to buy that infrastructure, there's not as much limitation because all you really need to do is, you know, buy an instance of the software, don't have to go procure any capital-based hardware, and it just allows that explosion to happen. The other thing that we're seeing associated with virtualization is where it used to be very prevalent in the development and QA organization, we're seeing it, you know, moving and migrating over in the production organizations. And a lot of the, you know, large customers that we work with are moving those technologies into production. So they really, you know, typically, you know, historically, production environments are a much more rigid, structured environment. It's managed by separate teams, and there's an expectation on, you know, the processes and approaches that are going to be used for, you know, changing that infrastructure. So, you know, we've done a lot of work to provide new functionality to, you know, manage virtual infrastructure as well as physical infrastructure, you know, in the exact same way. So it's transparent and seamless for those data center operators and sysadmins and application folks out there.
Given all of these best practices, what additional recommendations can you make about what a data center manager should do?
Sure. I mean, if you look at organizations that we've worked with, you know, companies like Priceline and Chicago Mercantile Exchange and Merck and others, you know, one of the things that they've done is they recognize that, you know, a solution that manages and enforces changes to the data center can't work, you know, in a silo. It has to be very open and flexible and really fit into their existing processes. You know, one of the suggested process frameworks is one called ITIL, or the IT Infrastructure Library. And that process framework allows for specific standardized processes around how you do release management, how you do problem management, how you do change management. And what they're doing is, as they're implementing solutions to, you know, automate change and compliance in their environment, they're plugging in their change and compliance solutions with the existing processes and the other tools they have, as I mentioned earlier, around their change management tools and their problem management tools. So, you know, one thing we typically recommend is, you know, don't just address automating, you know, some of the challenges you have in the data center in a vacuum. Look at all of the processes that you're focused on automating in the data center, from change and problem and release management, and integrate that with your change and compliance solution. The second thing that we recommend is, you know, really take a hard look at putting in processes to automate the compliance activities you have in the data center. What a lot of organizations we work with find is that if they just had a mechanism to really understand where all the change is coming from and what change is occurring and who's doing it, it was 80% of the process of really getting control of the data center and really, you know, putting in place an automated, efficient mechanism to manage that data center infrastructure. And when we talk about compliance, there's really three aspects. There's, you know, basically operational compliance. You know, how can you measure the operational changes that are occurring for the applications and infrastructure you have? There's security compliance, which is, you know, make sure that you enforce not only the segregation of duties and roles as to what people should be allowed to do and what they are doing in your environment, but also putting in specific security compliance policies to measure your infrastructure against those policies. And lastly, there's just overall regulatory compliance, to make sure you hit all the key compliance aspects that you need to hit around patching and configuration compliance and separation of duties and a holistic look. So when your auditors come to you, you're prepared, because what we find is a lot of times that, you know, 80% of the work is just showing that, you know, you have the right information, it's at your fingertips, and then, you know, the compliance folks end up not needing a lot more information after that.
We talked about compliance. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about integrating configuration change and compliance. It would seem to me that one of the things that compliance requires is that you be able to identify exactly what it is you're doing, in addition to, you know, who has access to what. But you need to really control your environment. So I'm wondering how the two interact.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we've had, you know, so much success so rapidly here at Blade Logic. I think, you know, a lot of organizations have very much treated the compliance discipline and the configuration change discipline as two very separate things that need to be managed in the data center. And historically, one, the compliance discipline has come from, you know, really the security group and the information security folks in the data center and really in the IT organization. And you've seen whole new, you know, organizations and people at a high level lead that information security group to drive those standards. And they've often been responsible for deciding, you know, what are the processes and tools that are going to be used to manage that security infrastructure. And then on the other side, you know, have a whole group of folks on the systems administration side, as well as the application development team, that have needed to, you know, push a lot of change and provision new servers and make changes to those servers out in the data center. And the reality is, you know, there's been two camps and two sets of tools to do that. Well, what we found is, you know, every change that gets made ends up impacting compliance in some way. So every time you make a change, you immediately have updated the compliance policy, in essence, that you are, you know, you need to measure against. And because historically these two groups, you know, have not really collaborated on making sure that, you know, policies are updated and stay in sync with the changes that are being made, you end up with the same situation where even though you think you've controlled change, you've now basically broken more things and caused policies to drift even further away. So, you know, BladeLogic's approach is basically to provide one unified model that manages both the change and compliance tasks that you have to perform in the data center. So every change that you make is in context to the policy that you've established. So if you set up a policy for, you know, how you want to manage your Windows operating system, well, when you make a change, not only is it making a change to that Windows server, it's making a change to the policy, and that change can get reviewed and approved and incorporated into that policy for the long term. Very similarly, every time you deploy, you know, a new application with BladeLogic, that application change that's occurring, you know, to the WebLogic or the custom application is also being changed in context to that application policy. So it's automatically updating that policy, and whenever there's a change that might occur outside of BladeLogic, which you know, can happen, you know, frequently, we can basically pick up that change based on that policy and incorporate it back in the model, and we can raise flags to folks to say, you know, does it make sense this change occurred? And more importantly, we can make sure it's reflected in the model so the next time people want to, you know, make a change, they understand what changes have been made to that piece of infrastructure or that application.
Any final thoughts or words of advice for data center managers?
No, I think, you know, be pragmatic and take a view across the data center, and definitely, you know, if it hasn't been stated enough, you know, there's really two key disciplines you need to look at. You need to look at the discipline of actually executing change. You need to look at the discipline of measuring change, and that, you know, integrating those two with change and compliance. And don't focus just necessarily on how it's going to impact the data center administrators and the sysadmins in the data center, but understand that, you know, the application teams have a lot of change they need to make as well. So, you know, really try to line up those three components, the executing of change to the infrastructure, the measuring of change via compliance, and making sure that, you know, the change of applications is integrated into those processes.
Vance, thank you very much for your time and for joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about BladeLogic, visit www.bladelogic.com. For insight into IT and data center management issues, check out the Enterprise section of our homepage at www.esj.com. There you'll also find the latest IT technology news. And be sure to check the Enterprise Strategies newsletter, the RSS feed, or our homepage for information about previous podcasts you may have missed.